I think it is a double way message. From one side, Muslims in Lebanon or in the Middle East will realize that they are not alone. They are with others who have different religion, and their religion is different from Islam, and that we, in order to live together, we have to accept and to respect these differences. It doesn't mean to live together to change the religion of the other to be like yours or accepted by your own religion. The culture of differences, that is the culture of accepting differences, is very important for the Middle East as well as for Lebanon, because Lebanon is a mini Middle East. In Lebanon, you have all the churches of the Middle East, you have all the denominations of Muslims in the Middle East. So 18 religious communities, they need to build bridges. The synod is one way, and let me say it is an important way of building bridges by participating Muslims or by inviting Muslims to participate in the work of the synod.
What can you communicate to the bishops, and what can the bishops communicate to you and the people you represent?
Well, when I was representing Muslims in the first synod about Lebanon, the late Pope John Paul II insisted that we are not, as Muslims, not only observers. He wanted me to participate, and I was participating in the committees of the synod, and I participated in drafting the lineamenti. So that was a role to be played by a Muslim, was very much appreciated and understood by Muslim communities all over the Middle East as an openness from Christianity, especially from the Pope himself, who started this initiative in 1986 in Assisi. So there is a basis for Christian-Muslim understanding from the synod. And this is what is happening now with the second synod about the Middle East.
In Lebanon, it was established a committee called Meeting Around Mary. That led to the establishment of the National Holiday of the Annunciation, the 25th of March. So do you think that talking about Mary can be a way for dialoguing?
Well, you are asking the man who was behind this initiative.
Yeah.
And you know that.
I do.
And I'm proud of doing this. And we, as Muslims now, we celebrated last March Christians and Muslims as a national holiday in Lebanon. And we are working now to Arabize this initiative so that also Arab countries like Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Iraq, and other countries will follow what we did in Lebanon. And by doing this, Mary will be a symbol of bringing Christians and Muslims together on religious terms, not on political and economical or social, but based on our own religion. We find deeply in our both Christianity and Islam a bridge that's the spirit of Mary, of bringing us together. And that's the importance of what we have done.
Now, last question. In this synod, there is also an Ayatollah from Iran and also a rabbi from Israel. Do you use this opportunity to dialogue also among yourselves, a sort of trialogue?
Well, there is, I'm, by the way, the Secretary General of the Christian-Muslim Committee for Dialogue in Lebanon. And I am Secretary General of the Permanent Islamic Summit, which includes Sunni, Shia, and Druze. So having a dialogue between Sunni and Shia is our daily life. But there is no dialogue with Jews because they left Lebanon. And in spite of the fact that they left Lebanon, the synagogue in Beirut has been rebuilt by the government. That synod was built in 1920 and was destroyed during the war in Lebanon, like many other churches and mosques. But the government rebuilt this synod, and we are hoping that Lebanese Jews will come back and live together with us.